We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And the Warriors coach is brought to you by the Bay Club. You can visit BayClub.com. Steve Kerr here on 95.7 The Game. Coach, good to have you on. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Damon?
Doing fantastic. Thank you. So, Steph Curry shakes Nancy Pelosi's hand last night, and today the government reopens. This guy's on fire.
It's amazing. That's all it takes.
It's really something else. It was great to see it. How much fun was that last night, and how much fun has this been since DeMarcus has made his return and debut with you guys? This is, could it go any smoother? Seriously.
Yeah, it's been really good. I mean, it's not easy to incorporate any player in halfway through the season, especially one of DeMarcus's caliber. You know, sometimes it's actually easier to incorporate a lesser player because you just sort of tell him to go stand in the corner. And a guy like DeMarcus is going to be right in the middle of everything because he's so talented. And I think what's really encouraging is how well he has complemented the rest of the group. You know, he's obviously playing a position of need for us, but he's such a good passer and screener and shooter that it just works when he's out there. And so it's been good. So, I mean, we've won the first three. We got obviously the toughest test yet tomorrow night against the Celtics, and they'll challenge us in ways we haven't been challenged yet, but it's really a good start.
Steve, you talked about him adapting his game to what you guys do. What has been the easiest fit, and has there been a part of his integration that's taken a little bit more elbow grease from you, the coaching staff, to make him fit the part?
Well, the reason he fits naturally is because he's got great feel as a basketball player, and you can't really teach that. But he's one of those guys, much like Andre Iguodala or, you know, Draymond Green, where he just sort of knows where to be and knows the right play to make. There's a good flow to his game, so when he catches the ball in space, he doesn't stand and hold. He immediately dribbles into a dribble handoff with one of our shooters and rolls to the rim, and so the action keeps going, and he's constantly making the right play. And because he's so powerful, he's giving us a different dimension. You know, you saw probably three different times last night in transition, he just sealed his guy, and you couldn't get around him. It's like moving a mountain.
Yeah, what a body.
Dumped the ball into him, and he laid it in. It was incredible.
The screens that he sets, the offense that it's a little Bogut-ish, if you don't mind me saying, from just a physical size standpoint.
Yeah. Yeah, just that massive size and strength. You know, he sets such a good screen, and he understands the angles, and he's also very unselfish. You know, he's more than a willing passer. He's a wonderful passer, and he's still learning the plays. You know, it's not as simple as just you draw it up and here you go. It's you know, when you're playing and it's live, full speed, and we've got a pretty big menu of plays. You know, it's going to take a few games and a few weeks to really feel comfortable with everything we're doing. So that's the next step in the process.
Steve Kerr, Golden State Warriors head coach here on 95.7 The Game. I thought one of the prettiest sequences of the game, and it happened within a few possessions of each other, the tic-tac-toe that was played last night between Sean Livingston and McKinney. Like, they had some beautiful, beautiful plays coming off a KD double team. We saw Livingston even go behind his back to feed McKinney on one of those. Like, it's really pretty when it's flowing, and it was flowing last night when it needed to be, and it's your bench guys that are doing this, not the All-Stars, not the U.S. Olympic team that's doing this. It's your bench.
Well, we had a good effort last night from Zoe. I thought I thought he really played a key role in the fourth quarter after the Wizards came back and cut it to two. He made several big plays in a row, and same with Sean Livingston. And I think Looney has just fit right in with the second unit. He's the guy you can just plug in any role and be very comfortable and confident with what you're going to get out of him. So, I'm pleased with where we're heading, but I also, like the rest of the coaches, watched the tape and could find 30 things that, you know, we needed to do better. So that's the good news too. You know, we can still get a lot better, and we're gonna press the players to try to do so.
9-game winning streak. It is a season high. Congrats on that. Like you said, a big challenge comes up tomorrow with a rested, sharpening their knives for you, Celtics team, just laying in wait there in Boston. Brad Stevens said earlier today that he thinks that you guys are playing some of the best basketball you've ever played during this entire streak. He hearkened back to the 73 win season. Steve, do you agree?
He's just lathering us up. He's trying to get us to come in fat and happy. So, but we'll see. They're going to be a big time challenge. They're playing really well, also, and they can challenge us in a lot of different ways. So, you know, I'm not willing to go that far. You know, that 73 win season, we were on cruise control, and we still have issues to sort out here this year, and we're trying to do so. But we are playing a lot better than we were earlier in the season, and I think we're heading in the right direction.
No doubt, Steve. It felt like two of the issues that needed to be hashed out here through what has been at times a trying first half was, well, off nights for Clay, off start for Draymond Green, and Draymond Green might be playing his best basketball of the entire year, and obviously Klay Thompson, you never know when he's going to turn into a supernova and just go full nuclear reactor on the NBA.
Yeah, both guys are playing at a really high level these past few weeks, and that's made a big difference. And I think Draymond, his ability to push the ball and yet take care of it over the last few weeks has made a huge difference. He was turning it over so often early in the season, just trying too hard, trying too much. And now you can see that he's, you know, racing the ball ahead. And if nothing's there, he just makes a jump stop, picks it up, and moves the ball on. And it's amazing how powerful that is. You know, when you put the defense on its heels with a really good fast push up the floor, it sets up the entire possession. And that's what we try to harp on all the time is, you know, finding pace and ball security and finding that balance between the two. And I think we've been reaching that lately.
It looked like the only thing that's been rubbed the wrong way really since DeMarcus made his debut was an exchange that you had with Jordan Bell. You chalked it up to a miscommunication. What was the miscommunication about?
Well, that's private. It's, team huddle, team timeout. I will say it was cleared up immediately that night, and Jordan is, he initiated it. Great kid. We've moved on. So there's really nothing to report. It's just something that happens once in a while in a highly competitive season and atmosphere. We've moved on, and we're in good shape.
Were you happy to see Curry and Durant instantly come over to mentor him?
I didn't even know that happened, but I think the way the whole team mentors our younger guys is really powerful through a lot of different things, and it's not easy being a young player in this league. You've got to learn what it's about, and you've got to wait your turn, and you don't always get opportunities to play, so our older guys do a really good job of kind of mentoring our younger guys, trying to teach them, how to best make the league and stick around in the league.
Warriors head coach Steve Kerr here on the Damon Bruce Show, and you talk about mentoring. How about Kevin Durant giving back to his hometown with the community center trip? It feels like every time he goes, you guys hit D.C., you do something special. And Kevin Durant opening up that center and living up to the promise that he guaranteed his hometown from a year ago, that's about as special as it gets.
Yeah, making a $10 million donation. He does this in every community that he touches, whether it's Oklahoma City or Austin, Texas, where he went to college, or the Bay Area, back home in Maryland. He just impacts the people around him because he knows his power, he knows his influence, and he understands how to use it for good, to really help people. And I'm really, really proud of him. To think about what he's been able to make of his career, not just as a champion and an all-star and an MVP, but as a citizen, as a person who is really contributing great things to society. I'm really proud of him.
Speaking of citizens, Steve, what's it like to meet citizen Barack Obama after having met President Barack Obama?
Yeah, that's one of the great perks of being in the NBA, being on the Warriors. We meet so many people, and it's awesome. And it's really a shame the last 2 years that we haven't been able to enjoy the White House experience. It's kind of a tradition, but obviously these are strange circumstances, weird times that we're living. So I was very happy that our guys got to spend some time with Mr. Obama yesterday. I think they all enjoyed it.
Is it easier to talk candidly with someone when they're not the president? Does it just get easier to talk to a guy when he's not actually holding the office? I mean, there's a lot of weight in that office.
I would say probably so. And especially because, when we've been in the past, with the Warriors, we met Obama in the Oval, or in the White House, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, whatever it was. That's like official business, and there's photographers there's a ceremony and all that. So what was great about yesterday was our guys went and visited him privately and had a chance to spend about an hour with him, and I know they all had a great time.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Steve, we'll wrap up with this as we wish you good luck with the rest of this road trip. Your Los Angeles Rams are in the Super Bowl. There's a prop bet I need to ask you about. Prop bet is Kevin Durant's point total against the Lakers on February 2nd versus Jared Goff's total completions in the Super Bowl.
Wait, that's really a thing?
That's really a real bet that they will take action on in Las Vegas. Kevin Durant's point total, will it eclipse Jared Goff's completions in the Super Bowl?
Just so you know, we were given a seminar about 2 weeks ago by the NBA, and the title of the seminar was No Betting, No Tipping. So I'm not allowed to tip. So if you're asking me which one you think will win, I'm not allowed to divulge.
He will not tip his hand. Look, it's like you're the guy at the poker table wearing the sunglasses. You're hard to read, Steve Kerr.
Sorry about that.
Good to talk to you. Thanks, as always. Good luck tomorrow in Boston, man.
All right. Thanks, Damon.
Thank you. Steve Kerr here on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.